dependable jewelry repair, Crowley's, Homeworks, Medlock's Body Shop, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance, see Justin Shelby, and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Tiger Football on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.
Good evening and welcome to Week 8 action of Houston Tiger Football. We are here in Mountain Grove as the Tigers have traveled over to face the Mountain Grove Panthers. Both teams coming off a win last week, Houston over the Willow Springs Bears 49-6, and the Mountain Grove Panthers, I believe, over Salem, and that would be a score of, let's see here, I don't have it right here with me, but they did play Salem last week, and they have a win over it. We have the captains at midfield right now for the coin toss. Other action tonight, Liberty is at Salem. They're at Willow Springs and Ava at Kabul. So if you pay attention to any of the SEA action, you probably have a good idea how most of those games will go. Liberty's 5-2, facing Salem 1-6 on the season. Thayer 6-1 against Willow Springs 2-5. And Ava 5-2 against Kabul 0-7. Now for other area action, if you want to catch the Zizzer game, you can catch that tomorrow night at 6 p.m. as they travel to Marshfield for a rare Saturday game and even more rare 6 p.m. Kickoff. So as we get ready for kickoff here, the Tigers are going to be receiving, so they will be first on offense tonight. It's a good night for football, clear weather, cool temperatures, and it'll continue to get cooler here. And the Tigers are looking to cause a stir in SEA action. Mountain Grove got off to a rough start. They were 0-3 to begin the season, and have won four straight and are now 4-1 in the SEA and 4-3 overall. They had a surprising win, and I think it shocked most people, over Liberty a few weeks ago, 44-24. One loss is to Ava, and that was a close game, 20-12, and that was over in Douglas County as they traveled to Ava for that. Houston is 3-2 in SEA action with wins over Salem, Kabul, and Willow Springs, losing to Thayer and Ava, both of those back-to-back. 12 minutes are on the clock. Football's on the tee. And number 10, Braden Holly, is on to kick for the Panthers. Hands up in the air. Everybody's ready. Kick is up, and it's deep to Bryson Jordan. It's at the goal line, and he fumbles and slips. He kicks it up. He's going to have to find some room and wiggle his way. He's going to get to the 14-yard line. So that's where the Tigers will start tonight's action with 11:55 to go in the first quarter. DJ Riley is going to lead this Tiger offense out on the field, the junior quarterback. Not a great start to the game with a fumble on the goal line and getting out to the 14-yard line, but hopefully Tigers can recover. They come out in a formation with a wide receiver to either side. Arthur's going to go in motion, fake the handoff to him, and they're going to hand off to Seago, and he might get back to the line of scrimmage before he's met by a host of Tigers. He steps there. Number 62, Slade Rogers, and a host of other Panthers are there on the stop for Seago. They're going to mark him at the 15, so he did get a gain of one on that carry. A gain of one for Seago. It'll be 2nd and 9 from the 15-yard line. Riley's got the play call. He's coming in from the sideline. Guerrera is going to stay to the far side as a receiver. Hustle up to the line by the Tigers. A running back on either side of Riley. They're going to hand off and fake the handoff to Arthur. Might have been a little bit of a judgment call there to just hold on to it and not fumble. Riley's going to fall forward to the, I believe they're going to mark him at the 17-yard line. So a gain of 2 for Riley on the carry. It'll be 3rd and 7 from the 17-yard line. Just getting started here in Mountain Grove, just under 11 minutes to go in the first quarter. Riley jogging in again from the sideline. Guerrero is going to stay to the far side of the field, lined up in the wide receiver position. Tigers hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Arthur's on the far side as a receiver as well. McCarthy goes in motion. Riley takes the snap, fakes the handoff. It's a draw, and hands off to Seago. Seago's going to get to about the 25-yard line. So a gain of 8 there for the Tigers. And they do give them the first down. So it'll be first and 10 from the 25-yard line, a gain of 8 for Sego on third down and 7. Riley's jogging in. Guerrero might be switching sides of the field as he's jogging to the other side. Doesn't really partake in the huddles. Both receivers to the near side here. Sego to the left of Riley. Arthur goes in motion. He takes the handoff from Arthur, and he's going to fight forward to about the, I think they're going to mark him at the 26 or 7-yard line. So a gain of 2 for Arthur on the carry. It's second down and 8. Looks like Sego jogs to the sideline. We have two wide receivers to the far side and a running back to the right of Riley. That's Jordan. He's looking to pass. As he takes the snap, he's looking down the field. He's got Arthur wide open, and Arthur's going to be taken down after the catch by number 22, Caden Murphy, and number 7, Aiden Estep. So they get down to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 13 on the pass play from Riley to Arthur. First and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Tigers. Riley's 1-for-1 passing tonight, 13 yards. Running back on either side of Riley, Sego and Arthur. Takes the snap, hands off to Arthur. He's coming around the near side here. He's going to be tackled by a host of Panthers. He steps there. Number 69, Aiden Barb is there, and a couple other Panthers. It's going to be a pickup of 6 on that carry for Arthur. Second down and 4 for the Tigers. Out quickly to the line. Same formation. And it'll depend on what they call. Both sides jumped. And it'll be a false start on the Tigers. So that'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be second down and 9 from the 41. Tigers tried the freeze play, which has been mostly successful this year, but they got themselves on that one. Riley's jogging in from the sideline with play call. It'll be second down and 9. We have 8:29 to go in this first quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage, same formation. They have a wing and the two running backs on either side of Riley. Takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Sego, who's going around the far side, and he does not get much. In fact, he may have lost a yard. I think they're going to give him the 41 still. So no gain on the carry for Sego. It'll be third down and 9 from the 41-yard line. We have some substitutions, I believe. I'm still waiting for the play call. Riley's jogging in. Third and 9. We're just under 8 minutes to go in the first quarter from the 41-yard line. Two wide receivers to the far side, a running back to the left of Riley in shotgun formation and a wing. Takes a snap. He's looking to fake the run for a second, then he passes to McCarthy, and that'll be incomplete. He had it for a second and then lost it as he went to the ground. So fourth down and 9 from the 41-yard line for the Tigers. The penalty kind of derailed their momentum in that drive right there. So punt team is going to come on for the Tigers. We have 7:42 to go in the first quarter, fourth down and 9. Malachi Morgan will do the punting duties for the Tigers. Aiden Estep, who's actually the quarterback, is back deep to return for the Panthers. He's at about the 28-yard line. Kick is up. It's blocked. Kick is blocked. And it's still loose. And it's still loose. It just went and been pushed all the way down the field. And number 15, Eli Golden, picked it up finally for the Panthers. And we have people jumping up all around the press box. We can feel it through the whole thing here. It is a touchdown for the Panthers on a crazy play. The punt was blocked from about the 30-yard line. It was almost picked up at the 20, then it just kept being pushed around and finally picked up at the goal line. So Golden didn't have far to go once he picked it up. So Panthers are on to attempt an extra point. Number 10, Braden Holly, is on to attempt it. Snap. Hold is not good. And Eastep's going to run it in for a two-point conversion. May have been designed little fake field goal there. I'm not too sure on that. It is 8-0 Panthers over the Tigers with 7:30 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Houston with a kickoff. Bryson Jordan picked it up at about the 10-yard line. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to get out to the 41-yard line. A great return there for Bryson Jordan and the Tigers, and that'll hopefully get some momentum back on their side as we have a score already in this game. It was on its special teams, a blocked punt, and somehow the ball made its way from about the 30-yard line to the goal line before it was picked up by Eli Golden. So Panthers have an 8-0 lead. We have 7:21 to go in the first quarter. Two wide receivers to the far side, a running back to the left, Riley in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. He's going to have to see Go coming to the near side, and he's tripped up. Maybe a gain of one. See where they mark it. Started this drive at the 41. They do mark it at the 42, so a gain of one for Seago on that carry. Second down and 9 from the 42-yard line. I'm going to call that play one of those plays that you don't see very often, kind of one of those goofy plays. Not rare, just goofy. Two wide receivers to the far side. Shotgun formation. Riley takes a snap. He's looking to pass. He's got Arthur down the field wide open. And it's just out of his reach, but a flag is thrown, so they're probably going to call pass interference. It was Eastep on the coverage. Just out of Arthur's reach, but they're calling pass interference. So that'll be a gift to the Tigers after they gave a gift to the Panthers on the blocked punt. They're marking it from the line of scrimmage, so 15 yards from the 42. We'll put it at the 43-yard line in Panther territory now. That'll be first down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Shotgun formation, same formation. Now they switch. Seago moves to the other side, and so does the tight end and wing. Seago's going to take the handoff. He's going to go around the left side and get a gain of one on the carry. Gain of one for Seago, so it'll be second down and 9 from the 42-yard line in Panther territory. Panthers are in their home jerseys with white stripes, red jerseys, or maroon jerseys and gray pants, gray helmets, and a maroon stripe down the middle, and an NG on either side. Tigers are in their road jerseys, black helmets, numbers on the right side, Tiger logo on the left side. Riley takes a snap. It's a design quarterback run, and he's going to get down to, they're going to mark him at the 40-yard line. Gain of 2 for Riley on the carry. Tigers in their road whites, white jerseys, white pants with black stripe down the middle and black numbers. Panthers have white numbers on their jerseys. Houston is moving left to right on the radio dial. It'll be third down and 7 after the gain of 2. We have 5:43 to go in the first quarter, and we are at the 40-yard line. Two wide receivers to the near side. Shotgun formation. Trying to get the Panthers offside. Doesn't work. Now McCarthy comes in motion to the near side. Riley's looking to pass immediately. He comes to the little boot play, and McCarthy is going to be close to the first down. Waiting for a signal. It looks like it's good for me, but it'll be fourth down in inches, if anything, is what they're calling. So fourth down in inches from the 38-yard line. Tight formation. Arthur Scott takes the snap. A little bit of a wildcat tight formation there. They had three running backs behind the line of scrimmage around the right side. He's going to get down to the 29-yard line. So almost a gain of six there by Arthur on fourth and inches. It'll be first down and 10 from the 29. We have 4:30 and counting. Same formation. Arthur is in the same formation. He takes a snap, and he's coming around the near side. And there are multiple flags on the field thrown on this play. He got down to about the 24-yard line. First down and 10. It's holding on the Tigers. They went on the same formation that they had on the fourth and short, where Arthur lined up as quarterback, more of a wildcat formation, direct snap to the running back, with three running backs behind the right side of the line of scrimmage, or line. So that penalty, holding penalty, is going to back him up to the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 20 from the 39. Three wide receivers to the far side, running back to the left of Riley. He takes the snap. He's looking to pass, and he's looking. He was looking deep downfield, but there's a miscommunication there. Arthur did not continue running. He ran a curl route, and I think, obviously, Riley thought he was going to keep going. Number one, Cale Gardner, was there with Arthur. So a pair of number ones matching up there. After the incomplete pass, that makes it second and 20 from the 39-yard line. 4:11 to go in the first quarter. We have an 8-0 lead. Panthers over the Tigers right now on a kind of rare, goofy play. Two wide receivers to the far side. It looks like Riley takes the snap. He fakes the handoff to Seago, gives it to McCarthy, who goes around the other side on a reverse. He gets to the 38-yard line, so a gain of one for McCarthy on the carry. He did lose the ball, but I think it was after he met the ground. So if a fumble happens after or caused by the ground, that is not a fumble. Third and 19 from the 38-yard line. We have 3:44 to go in the first quarter. Guerrera is coming to the near side, so we have two wide receivers to the near side, a wing and tight end to the far side. Riley takes a snap. He's looking to pass. He's looking at Guerrera. Guerrera catches it. He's hit, but he doesn't go down, if I can get it out. And he gets to about the original line of scrimmage. Actually, he gets to the 26-yard line. So a gain of 12 on that catch by Guerrera. Makes it 4th and 7 from the 26 for the Tigers. And this is 4 down territory. So they have two wide receivers to the far side. Jordan is in at running back now next to Riley. Riley takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got Jordan. He had Jordan open, but the pass was tipped right at the line of scrimmage, right in front of Riley, number 69, Aiden Barb, I believe, with the tip and interception. So another kind of fluke, goofy play there is going to put the Tigers in a little bit of a position here. This is the first time we'll see Mountain Grove's offense, and they're going to start from the 38-yard line. Bad luck so far for the Tigers in this first half. Mountain Grove is a run-heavy triple option offense, kind of what you'd see out of Army-Navy. Unger comes in motion. They hand off up the middle to number 20. That is Braden Curtis. And he gets to the 43-yard line, so a gain of 5 for Curtis on that carry. Second down and 5 from the 43-yard line. We've seen this type of offense with Ava and Thayer. They're very similar. This is a offense that will chew the clock. It's very run-heavy, and they are very content with just taking their time. We already have less than 10 seconds on the play clock, and Estep's not looking in and looking like he's in any hurry to take a snap. He goes under center. Unger comes in motion. He hands off to Curtis right up the middle once again. He's going to be close to a first down as he gets to the 48-yard line. And they're going to give him the first down. So a gain of enough, obviously about five for Curtis there, because it was close. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Panthers looking at their wristbands. Slow up to the line of scrimmage. They have wings and a fullback and then a wide receiver on either side. Number three goes in motion this time. There's a fumble. I think Curtis was able to jump on it. He was, but there will be a loss of about one on the play. So it'll be second down and 11 from the 47. Number three, Cooper Horning, went in motion that time. Same formation, a wing on either side, a wide receiver on either side. Horning goes in motion, fakes the motion, see what the Tiger defense was doing. He goes back to his wing position. Panthers look at their wristbands. Estep goes back under center. Horning back in motion. They toss to him on the far side. He's got a little bit of room. He breaks the tackle, and he's spun down. He gets over the 50-yard line down to the Houston 49-yard line. So a gain of four on the carry for Horning. So it'll be third and seven from the 49-yard line. We have 15 seconds to go in this first quarter. So they don't have to run another play before the end of the quarter, but they may. Estep under center, takes a snap. He hands off to Unger coming into the near side, and he's almost tripped up, but he's got a little bit more room, and he's finally tripped up at about the 40-yard line. Looks like number 31 for the Tigers almost had him in the backfield, but he was just a little bit quicker. That'll be a first down, and they're marking him at the 40-yard line. So a gain of nine for Unger. That's going to be the end of the quarter. So we'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
CAC Home Center, right here, right now.
Folks love the spooky time of year. Maybe I should invite them to view my bathroom. Now that's a scary space with outdated fixtures, colors, and even floors and walls. I, for one, am not a fan. I think instead of embracing the spookiness, I'll remodel my bathroom. CHC has what you need for a beautiful bathroom remodel locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We're back in Mountain Grove. Panthers have an 8-0 lead over Houston after one quarter. A couple of fluke plays have hurt the Tigers on a blocked punt and a tipped pass in the backfield for an interception. It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers from the 40-yard line in the triple option offense. He steps under center, takes a snap, takes the handoff to the fullback up the middle, and he's going to take it himself around the far side. They're going to mark him down at the 43, so a gain of three for Estep on the carry. Be second down and seven from the 37. Mountain Grove played Salem last week with a win 60-6. Estep taking his time under center now. Unger goes in motion to the far side. They fake the handoff once again to the fullback up the middle. Estep takes it once again, and he's going to fall down around the 32-yard line. So, again, a five for Estep on the carry. It'll be third down and two from the 32. Pound Grove looking at their wristbands. But again, just in this offense, it's a take your time if you're being consistent, getting chunk plays of 4 or 5 yards on each carry. Horning comes in motion. He's behind the right side of the line. Easted takes it, almost a quarterback draw from under center, and he dives forward and is taken down at the 28-yard line. So that's a gain of 4 for Easted and enough for a first down. It'll be first down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Easted goes under center. We have no wide receivers in this formation right now. They are a tight formation. Easted takes the snap. He's looking to pass, and he's got Curtis open. Makes a man miss, and he's going to be brought down finally by number 12, Jacob Lee. And it was kind of tripped up by Arthur, I believe, as well. But he's going to get down to the 11-yard line. So a gain of 17 on the pass play. But there is a penalty, so hold off on everything. Their wide receivers were lined up as tight ends in that tight formation for the pass play. And they are calling a holding. So that'll move them back to the 38-yard line, and it'll be first down, and the board says first at 19. So now we have wide receivers on either side of the field, but a normal formation with wings and a fullback. Horning comes in motion to the near side. He steps looking to pass. He's looking for Unger, and it's incomplete. Bryson Jordan on the coverage. He might have got a hand on it before Unger could, and great coverage there by Jordan, though. So Unger goes back to his side, or to his huddle. It'll be second down and 19 from the 38-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Panthers have an 8-0 lead on a blocked field, or a blocked punt. That's just the ball kept rolling its way down the field as they were diving for it, and ended up at the goal line before a Panther picked it up and stepped in. So wide receiver goes in as a tight end, and they have one wide receiver to the far side. They hand off to Horning, and he gets a little bit of room down to, they're going to mark him at the 32, I believe. They're going to mark him closer to the 31. So a gain of 7 for Horning on that carry. It's third and 12 from the 31-yard line. It'll be four down territory for the Panthers. Still looking to the sideline for the play call. Now they all look down at their wristbands. We have one wide receiver to the far side. The other wide receiver is in as a tight end. Wings and a fullback behind the quarterback is under center. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff. He's going around to the far side. He can pitch it if he needs to, but he's not going to. He's going to be pushed out of bounds, I believe, by Jacob Lee. It's going to be close to a first down as he was knocked out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. And I say that questioningly. They do mark him at the 20-yard line. So a gain of 11 there. And it's fourth down and 2 for the Tigers. A gain of 11 for Easted. Tight formation, the same that they used for the pass play moments ago before a holding penalty. Easted's under center. Unger goes in motion to the left side. A little bit of a draw there. Easted's going around the left side, and he is close to a first down. Not sure if they're going to give it to him. It's fourth down. It'd be a big stop for the Tigers. And they're going to give him the first down. So they mark him at the 18, gain of about 2, I'm going to give Easted there. It'll be first down and 10 from the 18-yard line. Wide receivers to either side of the field. Back to more of a normal formation, wings and a fullback behind the quarterback. Unger goes in motion. They hand off up the middle to Curtis, and he's going to be stopped before he gets anywhere by a host of Tigers. Looks like Seago's there, Riley's there, and at 57, Mason Dodson was there as well. So it'll be a second down and 10 from the 18-yard line. No gain for Curtis on that carry. Panthers looking at their wristbands. Again, in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage. More of a tight formation now as the wide receivers move in closer to the line of scrimmage. Horning comes in motion to the near side. They toss to him, and he has a little bit of room, and he'll go in for the touchdown. So an 18-yard touchdown run for Cooper Horning on the 18-yard touchdown run for the Panthers. That makes it 14-0 over the Tigers so far before a point after attempt. Last time they had a two-point conversion, but they lined up for a point after. Not sure if it was actually a misstep or if it was a fake field goal. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. It's 15-0. Panthers lead Houston. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It's the seat in the house where you sit with Dad to watch the game. Well, where he falls asleep before halftime. It's the most comfortable seat in the house, the recliner. And honestly, it's seen better days, and it's time to replace it. Come to Crowley's Homeworks in Houston and see the large selection of recliners in our showroom. Right now, all in-stock recliners are on sale, and we're sure you'll find one Dad will still sleep comfortably in.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into...
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We're back for the kickoff after a Panther touchdown. They lead 15-0 with 8:04 to go in the second quarter. Kick is up. Bryson Jordan's going to catch it at about the 1 yard line. And he is looking to return. He's got a little bit of room and he's going to be tripped up and fall down at about the 28 yard line is where they have him. I'd like to take this time to thank our sideline sponsors in addition to our other sponsors. Sideline sponsors include Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance, and Shelter Insurance agent Erica Barnett Wiseman. And they are included with our other sponsors, Dependable Jewelry Repair, Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, and I'm going to have to get back to that in 1 second. As the Tigers are up to the line of scrimmage quickly, Arthur goes in motion to the far side, and they fake a handoff to Seago, and they're going to hand off to McCarthy, and he's going to get a gain of 2 on the play. So again, 2 for McCarthy, gets into a 30-yard line, 2nd down and 8. Continuing with our sponsors, CHC Home Center, Crowley's Homeworks, Medlock's Body Shop, Simmons Bank, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, and West Plains Bank and Trust. We appreciate all our sponsors that help us bring you Houston Tiger football here on Q94. Two wide receivers to the near side, running back to the left of Riley, shotgun formation. Takes a snap, hands off to Seago around the far side. He's got a little bit of room, breaks one tackle, and they're going to spin him down to the, I believe they're going to mark him at the 33-yard line. So gain of 3 for Seago on the carry. It'll be 3rd down and about 5 for the Tigers. We have about 6 minutes and 48 seconds and counting down in this second quarter. McCarthy goes in motion to the far side. Wide receivers to the far side. Riley's looking for a man, and the intended receiver was McCarthy. It falls incomplete, and this will have to probably be a punt formation or punt, as it's 4th and 5 from your own 33-yard line. And that indeed is what it is. Punt team comes on for Houston. And in the first quarter, Mountain Grove blocked the first punt attempt, so Morgan is going to have to be a little bit quicker. It looks like Horning is back to return this time. Morgan has it. Kick is up this time. Horning's going to not even attempt to return it. It's going to bounce down to the 32-yard line. Actually, excuse me, that was number one, Kale Gardner, back to return, not Horning. So Mountain Grove, offense will come onto the field and begin their next possession from the 31-yard line. Again, other area action, Liberty's at Salem, they're at Willow Springs, and Ava at Kabul. Next week, it'll be Houston back at home against Liberty for senior night. Panthers back on the field in on offense. East steps under center. Horning comes in motion to the near side. They fake the toss and hand off to Curtis up the middle. They're going to mark him down at the 34-yard line, so a gain of 3 for Curtis on the carry. It'll be second down and 7 from the 34-yard line. Panthers looking to the sideline for the play call. They're again in no hurry to snap this ball. Wide receivers are in tight, not as tight ends, but they are in tight on the line of scrimmage. Horning comes in motion to the near side. They fake the toss to him. He steps looking to pass. He's pressured, and then finally throws it. He was looking for Unger down near the Tiger 40-yard line. Jordan was there in coverage again. Not sure if he got a hand on it again. He may have tipped it, and it falls incomplete, but Unger was the intended receiver there. So that makes it 3rd and 7 from the 34-yard line for the Panthers. We have 5:46 to go in the second quarter. Panthers lead of 15-0. A couple of goofy plays that have led to a Panther touchdown and a Panther offensive possession that they scored on. So it's 3rd and 7. Wide receivers are out wide to either side. Otherwise, we have two wings and a fullback. Horning comes in motion to the near side. He steps looking to pass immediately. He's got Unger open, and Unger's going to catch it this time. Riley was in coverage. Riley and Arthur getting down, and they're going to mark him at the 32-yard line. So that's a gain of 34, I believe. I think that's a gain of 34 on the pass play. So it'll be 1st down and 10 from the 32-yard line after a 34-yard pass from Estep to Unger. Unger now goes in motion, reverses. Estep fakes the handoff to Curtis up the middle. He fakes, acted like he was going to toss the Horning, and then he's just going to keep it himself, and he's in for a touchdown. So a 32-yard touchdown run for Estep. We have 5:11 to go. It'll be 22-21 before an extra point or two-point conversion. Two big plays on that drive for the Panthers, a 34-yard pass on 3rd and 7, and then a 32-yard run, touchdown run for Estep. So he was involved heavily on that play as the quarterback. Holly is on to attempt the extra point, and Bryce and Jordan mistimed it just a little bit, and we're going to have a offside as he was trying to get a running start to attempt a block. So now that moves up the Panthers half the distance, so instead of the 3-yard line, it's at the 1.5. They will now go for 2 and bring their offense on. They're looking to the sideline for the play call. Wide receivers are moving in tight. And Estep is now getting under center. Horning comes in motion. They toss to him around the far side, and Jordan's going to get him right there at about the 5-yard line. So it'll remain 21-0 with 5:11 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Traders professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit WestPlainsBank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Panthers kick off here after another touchdown. It's 21-0 in the second quarter with 5:11 to go. Riley's going to pick it up at about the 15-yard line. He's looking for a little bit of room, and he's got a little bit. He might be gone. He's down to the 40, 30, 25, and he's going to be brought down at about the 22-yard line of Panther territory. Great return for Riley, and hopefully a spark that the Tigers can use to get back into this game. 21-0 with 4:57 to go in the second quarter. So Tiger offense back on the field. This game has been marked by goofy plays and big plays for the Panthers. A blocked punt led to their first touchdown. As the ball was, they blocked it at about the 30-yard line, and then it just kept squirting away from everyone. So a Panther picked it up at about the goal line, so he didn't have far to go for the touchdown. A running back on either side of Riley, they're going to hand off to Arthur. He's going around the far side looking for a little bit of room, and he's got a little bit, and he's pushing his way, even his own guys out of the way. He's going to get down to about the 6-yard line. So a gain of 16 there for Arthur on the carry. Then an interception that was tipped behind the line of scrimmage led to an offensive possession for the Panthers, which ultimately led to another touchdown. Same formation for the Tigers. Trying to get the Panthers offside. Riley's looking to the sideline now. Takes a snap, hand off to Arthur once again. Arthur's around the right side. He's close to a touchdown if he's not in. Looks like they're going to mark him at about the 1-yard line, so a gain of 5 for Arthur on the carry. So it's second down and goal. And then for the last Panther touchdown, they were at 3rd and 7. Then a 34-yard pass play made it 1st and 10 from the 32, and Estep just took it in from 32 yards out for the touchdown to get us to 21-0. They hand off to Arthur once again, and he's going to be stopped and maybe even pushed back at least a yard. So it'll be 3rd and goal from the 2-yard line. We have 3:49 to go in the second quarter, first half. Panthers leading 21-0. Houston trying to get back into this game. 3rd and goal from the 2-yard line. Same formation that they got a 4th and short on. Arthur stumbling as he takes the direct snap, and he's in for the touchdown. So they have 3 running backs behind the right side of the line of scrimmage to push, get a push on that side, and Arthur goes in from 2 yards out. So 2-yard touchdown run for Arthur makes it 21-6. Number 11, Jacob Lee will be on to kick. Number 12, Jacob Lee will be on to hold. Number 11, Dylan Shelton will be on to kick. Snap. Hold is good. Kick is up. And it's good as well. So, after a great kickoff return for the Tigers, put them in good position. The Tigers take advantage of it and score. We have 3:30 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94.
Out here in the Ozarks, your truck isn't just for show. It's a workhorse. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, our trucks are built tough to handle the farm, the fields, and everything in between. Strong, reliable, and ready for the job. Get your truck at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevy GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs, home of the Bailey Factory.
Go 469-3111. Bailey team is going to get it done.
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
After a Tiger touchdown, they are on to kick off to the Panthers for the first time tonight. Unger picks it up at about the 22-yard line. He makes a man miss, and he's going around the near side. He's got a little bit of room, and Shelton, the kicker, is going to bring him out of bounds, and they're going to mark him at about the... Looking to see where they're going to mark him. 47-yard line, looks like. That should be 48. So it'll be first and 10 from the 48 for the Panthers. So they're kind of just giving each, like, switching back on trading. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. Trading good kickoff returns here. So we have 3:21 to go in the second quarter. Tight formation for the Panther offense. Estep goes under center. Unger goes in motion to the far side. The handoff with the middle to Curtis. He's got a little bit of room. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another one. And he's finally going to be brought down by Jacob Lee and Jordan Arthur, but not before he gets down to the 28-yard line. So a 34-yard run there for Curtis on first and 10. Makes it first and 10 once again from the 28-yard line. Same formation for the Panther offense. And big plays are still hurting the Tiger defense. Horning comes in motion. They hand off out the middle once again to Curtis. He has a little bit of room, makes a man miss, and he's in for a 28-yard touchdown run. So, like I just mentioned, big plays are hurting the Tiger defense. 28-yard touchdown run. Makes it 27, pending the extra point. A two-play, 52-yard drive for the Panthers right there. Estep on to hold, or Holly on to kick for the Panthers. Snap's good, hold's good, kick is up, and it's good. Makes it 28-7 here with 2:53 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We're back awaiting the kickoff after a Panther touchdown. Big plays have been hurting the Tiger team tonight, not only just on defensively, but also on special teams and kind of fluke plays as well. Panthers have a 28-7 lead over the Tigers with 2:53 to go in this first half. In other games, at last report, Liberty was over Salem, and that's in Salem, so over in Denton County, 23-0 in the first quarter. And we had Thayer over Willow Springs in the first quarter, 7-0. Not sure where those are at currently, but that was at last report. And then we also have Ava at Kabul tonight. West Plains will be at Marshfield for another area interest game. That'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We're ready for kickoff. Both teams are back on the field. Holly's looking for the signal. He's got it. And the kick is up. Deep. Holly's got a leg on him. And Tigers are going to let it bounce into the end zone. So they'll start their next offensive possession from the 20-yard line. With 2:53 to go here in the first half. Offense comes onto the field. Huddling up at about the 15-yard line. We Looks like there will be a wide receiver to the far and near side with a wing and a running back to the left of Riley in shotgun formation. Now a lineman and McCarthy move over and Seagull splits positions or sides, and he takes the handoff from Riley, and he's going to get down to the 22-yard line. So again, two for Seago on the carry. It's second down and eight from the 22. Panthers will get the ball after halftime as Houston started the game with receiving. So a wide receiver to the far side. Two wide receivers to the far side now. Guerrero hardly ever goes into the huddle. We have a wing and then a running back to the right of Riley. He takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got Arthur open on a short route. He breaks the tackle. He's got some room, and he's down the sideline. He's going to be brought down at about the 47-yard line. So a gain of 25 on the pass from Riley to Arthur there, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers from the 47. They're up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Both wide receivers are still to the far side, kind of stacked to hand off to Seagull around the right side. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to muscle his way to the Panther 47-yard line. So a gain of 6 for Seagull. Panthers are trying to make substitutions, but Tigers are up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Once again, they hand off to Seagull again off the right side, and he's going to get down to the 45-yard line. A gain of 2 for Seagull on that carry. It makes it third and 2 from the 45. Tigers not as quick to the line of scrimmage this time. They're going to huddle, make some substitutions of their own. We have just under a minute and a half to go in this first half. Panthers leading 28-0. Tigers up to the line of scrimmage, a wide receiver out to the far side. I think that's Riley, so they have Arthur lined up as a quarterback. He takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Seagull, and Seagull's got some room around this near side. He's down to the 25, and he's going to be taken down at the 19-yard line. So a gain of 26 on the carry for Seagull. A good run there for the Tigers. Gets them down to the 19-yard line with just about a minute to go. Again, a 26 on that carry for Seagull. He's up to the line of scrimmage next to Riley on the left side. We have a wide receiver to the near side. That's Jordan, and two wide receivers to the far side. They hand off to Seagull once again, and he's going to get maybe a gain of 1 on the carry. Then we have, looks like, an official timeout. Oh, it's a penalty. Illegal procedure on the Tigers. That's what it was. So it'll be first and 15 now from the 24-yard line. We have 51 seconds to go here in the first half. Panthers leading 28-7. Tigers trying to make a little bit of a roar before halftime. They're up to the line of scrimmage. Clock is not running. They have two wide receivers to the far side. Running back to the right of Riley. Takes a snap, and we have flags again, or a stoppage of play anyway. And it'll be offside on the Panthers. So Tigers get the yardage that they just gave the Panthers, or the Panthers give the Tigers the yards back. Either way you want to say it. So it'll be back to being first and 10 from the 19. Same formation. Actually, now we have three wide receivers to the far side, running back to the right of Riley. He takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's looking for Arthur. He's got him open. He makes a jumping, a juggling catch. Gardner was in coverage, but it wasn't enough. Great catch, great concentration by Arthur there. 19-yard touchdown pass from Riley to Arthur. Makes it 28-13, pending the extra point. What a great catch by Arthur right there. He's just an athlete. He had to high point the ball, and then it was juggled and still brought it down and almost in double coverage as well. Kick for the extra point is up, and it is good by Dylan Shelton. That makes it 28-14 with 43 seconds to go in this first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. And that's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I will help make it easy and affordable to protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
It's been an entertaining first half, to say the least, with goofy fluke plays and then big plays on both sides of the ball. We have a 28-14 game with 43 seconds to go here in the first half. Panthers leading, and we are here in Mountain Grove. Senior night for the Panthers as well. Tigers are on to kick off. Shelton has the kick up, and they're going to pick it up at about the 15-yard line. Easted does. He fakes a reverse, and he is going to be smashed down by number 35, Carter Allen, at about the 20-yard line. They faked the reverse, and then I don't think Carter Allen paid any attention to that. He just saw Estep and said, that's my guy. So it'll be first and 10 with 37 seconds to go from about the 20-yard line for the Panthers. It doesn't look like they're going to take a knee and just go into halftime. They're in a tight formation. Estep goes under center. Unger goes in motion to the far side. They give the handoff to Curtis up the middle, and he's going to fall forward to about the 26-yard line. So a gain of six for Curtis on that carry. Makes it second and about four for the Panthers. We have about 23 seconds and counting in this first half. They don't have to take another snap, but we'll see if they do. They're up to the line of scrimmage like they're going to. Estep goes under center. He takes the snap. Gives the handoff up the middle to Curtis, and he's taken down by a couple of Tigers. McCarthy's there, and probably Chris Swallow, I believe, number 54. That'll do it for the first half of football here in Mountain Grove. We have a 28-14 game. Panthers are leading. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Q94 to recap the first half.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and shelter insurance agent Eric Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
CAC Home Center right here, right now.
I know folks love the spooky time of year. Maybe I should invite them to view my bathroom. Now that's a scary space with outdated fixtures, colors, and even floors and walls. I, for one, am not a fan. I think instead of embracing the spookiness, I'll remodel my bathroom. CHC has what you need for a beautiful bathroom remodel locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
It's the seat in the house where you sit with Dad to watch the game. Well, where he falls asleep before halftime. It's the most comfortable seat in the house, the recliner. And honestly, it's seen better days, and it's time to replace it. Come to Crowley's Homeworks in Houston and see the large selection of recliners in our showroom. Right now, all in-stock recliners are on sale, and we're sure you'll find one Dad will still sleep comfortably in.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into...
It's the seat in the house where you sit with Dad to watch the game. Well, where he falls asleep before halftime. It's the most comfortable seat in the house, the recliner. And honestly, it's seen better days, and it's time to replace it. Come to Crowley's Homeworks in Houston and see the large selection of recliners in our showroom. Right now, all in-stock recliners are on sale, and we're sure you'll find one Dad will still sleep comfortably in.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into...
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
I know folks love the spooky time of year. Maybe I should invite them to view my bathroom. Now that's a scary space with outdated fixtures, colors, and even floors and walls. I, for one, am not a fan. I think instead of embracing the spookiness, I'll remodel my bathroom. CHC has what you need for a beautiful bathroom remodel locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Mountain Grove, it's senior night for the Panthers. The Tigers have traveled down to face the Panthers in a SCA matchup. Mountain Grove is 4-1 in the SCA. Houston is 3-2. Overall, Mountain Grove's 4-3 after losing their first three games to Ava, Fair Grove, which that's to be expected. No one has beaten Fair Grove this year. I believe they're number one in their class as well, which I think is class two, or it is class two. And then a good, I believe, good Arkansas team from Highland. To recap the first half, it's 28-14, Panthers leading. The Tigers scored on a two-yard touchdown run in the second quarter by Jordan Arthur, and then on a 19-yard pass from Riley to Arthur. So Arthur has had his hand in both scores for the Tigers tonight. Offensively, Arthur has 7 carries and 36 yards and a touchdown. Riley has 2 carries for 4 yards. Siegel has 10 carries for 50 yards, and McCarthy has 2 carries for 4 yards. Passing-wise, Riley looks to be 5 for 10. His main target is Arthur. He has 3 catches for 57 yards. McCarthy has a catch for 2 yards, and Guerrera has 1 catch for 12 yards. So Riley's 5 for 10 passing for about 71 yards and a touchdown and an interception that was not really his fault. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage, so it's one of those fluke plays. So not really on him, not one of those ones I'd consider to be on him. Mountain Grove, on the other hand, scored on a couple of fluke plays. So in the first quarter, they scored on a blocked punt, and no one could get a handle on it until Eli Golden did at the goal line. So it squirted its way from the 30-yard line to the goal line before they were able to get their hands on it. Eli Golden went in for the touchdown. On the point after, not sure if it was actually supposed to be a fake field goal or not, but Estep ran it in for a two-point conversion, made it 8-0. Then we had Horning on an 18-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. Estep had a 32-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was not good after a penalty gave them the ball at the 1.5-yard line. And then we had a Curtis 28-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. So that makes it 28-14. A lot of big plays for the Panthers. One of their drives was 2 plays for 52 yards. It was I believe that was the drive that was a pass on 3rd and 7 for 34 yards, and then the 32-yard run by Estep. And then the Curtis drive was only a couple plays as well, and then a 28-yard touchdown run for him. So passing-wise, Estep is 2 for 4 for about 50 yards. And then running-wise, Unger has 1 carry for 9 yards. Estep has 6 carries for 57 yards. Curtis has 7 for 81, and Horning has 38. Then Curtis has 1 catch for 17 yards, and then Unger has 1 for 34. There are 3 penalties have been called on Mountain Grove, and 4 for the Tigers. As far as other action goes, Thayer is leading Willow Springs 26-0 at last report. Liberty is leading Salem 37-0. Those games are in Willow Springs and Salem, respectively. Kabul is hosting Ava tonight, probably for their senior night. Houston will be back home next week for senior night. That game will be on 96.9 The Fox, our sister station, as they are hosting the Liberty Eagles. And that game can have some big SCA implications as well as district implications. Before we are going to hear from Coach Sloan for the Coaches Show this week, and then we'll come back and talk some district action and SCA action once we hear from Coach Sloan and see what he thought heading into this week as he talked to Gary Lee earlier today.
Q94 at your old Mountain Rock, and the Coaches Show continues, and we've got, well, we've ventured off into Texas County again, and we've got head coach of the Houston Tigers, Coach Eric Sloan, joining us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's Football Friday. Feels a little bit more like football weather, and you know that, and even the week, practice week, you know, a little cooler temperatures. That was probably a nice treat, wasn't it?
Well, it was, except I didn't dress warm enough a couple of days. So, you know, it's one of those deals when you get out there and you don't have enough clothes on, you better just suck it up because it's pretty miserable. So you got to fake it.
That's right. Yeah, can't let the players see the coach, you know, shivering for sure. Well, congratulations last week. Big win over the Willow Springs Bears. And, of course, you know, it's always good to get a win. But what were some of the things you saw that you really liked and some of the things that you kind of thought, well, we got to work on this week?
You know, I thought we did a good job. We took care of the football. And when we've been able to take care of the football, good things have happened. It seems like when we've had some rough moments, we're putting the ball on the ground and throwing turnovers. So, you know, I thought that was good. I thought offensively we were able to execute, stay on the field. And defensively, I mean, we stepped up and had some stops. We had a couple stops inside the 10. We got four and out. So it was good to see the defense respond a little bit and play the way we were capable of. So it was a good night. We scored several points and got a lot of our kids playing time. So when you can do that and get out healthy, it's a good night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And come out of that game pretty healthy?
Yeah. We're, knock on wood, we're healthy. So it's always good when you can get a lot of kids in and get some players out and save some wear and tear on some bodies.
Yeah, 100%. Well, here we are. It's week 8 tonight, and you're going to be at Mountain Grove, and a big SCA game right here. What have you, you know, Mountain Grove, they had a pretty tough schedule first three games, and now they've figured things out. You know, new coach, of course, not new necessarily to us or the SCA, but you know, to the Panthers, new system, and they're really starting to adapt to it.
Yeah, you know, their schedule was brutal to start out the year, and it's sure been good to play them at the beginning of the year when you have a brand new system coming in. You're trying to learn option football. Seems like we're playing them at the wrong time when they're getting things figured out and getting that offense rolling. Obviously, these steps as dangerous as anybody in the conference, and playing quarterback with the ball in his hands and making decisions every play is scary. So, I mean, he is the key to success for us, and we can't let him run wild. Seems like he's done a pretty good job of that lately. Got the wheels to go to the house at any play, so we got to bottle him up, try to contain him a little bit, and, you know, hopefully allow somebody else the opportunity to beat us and not just let him have a track meet tonight.
Yeah, I mean, over their last three games, they're averaging over 50 points a game.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. And, you know, with the speed that they have all around, I mean, they're capable of scoring a lot of points really fast, so assignment football scheme, we've struggled with that a little bit. So hopefully we've got some things worked out. And seems like, you know, dating back to Ava a couple weeks ago, we couldn't get our defense ever off the field. Or when we did get them off the field, it was a real short series. And we're sending the kickoff return unit back out on the field. And When you're doing that time and again, it's a long, terrible night. So, you know, we got to make sure we're fundamentally sound defensively and try to eliminate big plays.
Yeah, and that, you know, I mean, the line of scrimmage, too. I mean, you can't – that, you know, Mount Grove just laid the wood to the Liberty Eagles, and it was – they got, you know, they got smoked at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, just too many turnovers. I mean, you know, they just – they were giving the ball away too much, throwing into double and triple coverage, and just – it was – you know, I mean, Coach Swofford is so good at baiting. You know, you'll see one thing, but that's not what they're in, you know. And you try motion to see, you know, if you can get them to show anything. They don't move. You can do all the motion you want. They're not going to budge.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish Coach Swofford would
retire.
Bottle what he does up. And, well, yeah, that too. Okay. Go back to college. But if he'd bottle up what he does and sell it, I'd sure buy a bottle of it. But he can – it's the craziest thing to me. I mean, he can take a 170-pound redneck, and that little sucker will absolutely get off the ball and light your world. I mean, he did it at Ava. He's doing it at Mountain Grove. But, I mean, the line of scrimmage – outside of the one kid, I mean, they're not real big, but, man, they will flat get after you. And, you know, when they beat you off the football and punch you in the mouth before you even knew, I mean, good things are going to happen. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's always been the craziest thing for me to watch his teams, because they flat get after it and they fire out low. And, I don't know, good things always happen. But, I mean, he can get the most out of a undersized kid of anybody I've ever seen. So.
Yeah.
I'd like, if he wants to sell it, I'd sure buy a bottle of it.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one tonight. And, you know, overall, you pretty healthy?
Yeah, we're as healthy as we've been. We got one kid that's been out a couple weeks with the knee. I doubt he plays tonight. Still limping him around a little bit. But other than that, I mean, we're healthy.
Right on. Well, everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, you can catch that Panther-Tiger game right here on Q94. Curtis will have the play-by-play coverage, and, of course, we'll, you know, be rooting on for the Houston Tigers. Boy, can you believe it's already week 8, man?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really flown by this year.
Right, yeah. It's just, yeah. And then districts just around the corner, so you know, it's everybody's positioning themselves, and still the district tournament, it's still kind of Fairgrove's going to be the one seed, forget that, they're one,
yeah,
but you know, two on down, who knows?
Yeah, it's really crazy, and it's such a log jam with our conference. And really, I mean, everybody just kind of beat everybody in the conference, and it's just wild.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anything goes when you get there, but you know, getting there is kind of fun, just to kind of see the formula and how it's working out. But it's definitely interesting this year.
Right on, Coach. We appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Again, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. We got lots of great rock and roll for you on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. It's Football Friday. Stay with me. We've got some tunes that's going to make you want to wiggle and jiggle coming up.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. the car, not the stubborn driver.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Mountain Grove, halftime. Panthers lead 28-14. We have about 2.5 minutes before the clock runs out, and we should be getting started with the second half. Unless you were paying attention last week, then they'll put the 3 minutes back on the clock, and that just irks Marty and I. Just put the 23 on the clock to begin with instead of putting 20 and then an extra 3. You could explain it to me and I still won't understand it, but that's beside the point. Taking a look at some other fall sports for Houston. Volleyball was in action last night and they were in action tonight. They traveled over to Conway tonight for the last regular season game. They won last night at Ava 3-2-1, and they are 19-11. And 3 on the season. So 19 wins, 11 losses, 3 ties. They will be starting districts next week. The Lady Tigers are the 4 seed in a 6-team district. I don't know where the districts are hosted. I forgot that part. But Mountain Grove is the 1 seed. Hollister is the 2 seed. Willow Springs is the 3. Houston 4. Forsyth, 5th, and Ava is the 6th seed. So Houston will play Forsyth Monday, October 22nd, and that'll be at 5 p.m. Willow Springs and Ava will play on the 22nd as well. That'll be at 6. And then the winner of Houston and Forsyth will face Mountain Grove on the 24th. So actually, that's the 24th is Thursday, so the 22nd is Tuesday. So excuse me on that. So Houston or Forsyth will play Mountain Grove, and then Willow Springs or Ava will face Hollister. And the championship will be on October 26th at 2. So that's our fall sports there for volleyball. Cross country has been doing some things, but I'm not able to see the results or anything like that. So I can't speak on that too accurately. Next week for football action, Willow Springs will be at Ava. Kabul will be at Salem, Liberty will be at Houston, and then for other area action, Carl Junction will be at West Plains. So senior night for all those teams, Ava, Salem, Houston, and West Plains. Liberty at Houston will be on our sister station, 96.9 KUPH The Fox. So you can catch that game with Gary Lee and his crew next week, Friday night at 7 on 96.9 The Fox. As talked about earlier, Mountain Grove had a rough start to the season, 0-3 and 0-1 in SCA play. They played Fair Grove and then Highland and Hardy, Arkansas, and then they were at Ava. And then they have rattled off 4 wins in a row, beating Willow Springs and the Kabul, shutting both of them out, 37-0 and 54. And then they surprised, I feel like for most people, beating Liberty 44-24, and that was at the Nest in Mountain View. And then Mountain Grove beat Salem last week 60-6. They will be on the road next week at Thayer. So that'll be a tough way to end the season for the Panthers as they have to go to Oregon County to face the Bobcats. And as Ava can probably tell you, that's not as easy. That's not easy at all, as they lost 34-8 last week. So that was the shocker in an SEA action last week. As far as district goes, Fair Grove is the top in Class 2, District 4, and that's where most of the SCA teams are. So Fairgrove, Clever, and Springfield Catholic are the three teams that are not in the SCA that are in Class 2, District 4. Ava, Thayer, Liberty, Houston, and Willow Springs are all in the SCA, and they are all in Class 2, District 4. So Ava and Thayer have a very tight hold on their positions. Ava has 43.9 points, and Thayer is right behind them with 43.5. So they can flip-flop there depending on how things go. Clever and Liberty are separated by 0.1 point or 0.10 points, 40.81 for Clever and 40.71 for Liberty. So those two can still flip-flop. Fairgrove, at last report, had a lead over Forsyth, so they have their hold on first place. No one's going to be able to knock them out probably. And then the Springfield Catholic just got their first win, so they took the seventh seed away from Willow Springs, and Willow Springs will now be the eighth seed. In action this week, Clever is at Stratford, and Stratford is 7-0. They have beat Liberty. They are number one in their district. Mountain Grove is in that same district with Stratford, and they are the third in that district, and then Salem is number seven in that district, Class 3, District 5. And for Cabool, they are number 10 in their district, and that's Class 1, District 3. It's a 10-team district, and they are number 10. In that Class 3, District 5, it's seven teams, Stratford's number one, Mountain Grove number three, and Salem number seven. So as far as district goes, a lot of things can still change up in Class 2, District 4, except for probably the number one spot. Then it's just kind of a shuffle between a few teams here or there, 2 through 8. It's really Springfield Catholic and Willow Springs. One of those are going to be the 7, one of those are going to be the 8. Don't really know who yet. So it'll be interesting to see who goes where for districts. Right now, Houston would be traveling to Thayer to face the Bobcats, but we'll see how tonight shakes out in next week. With that being said, we're ready to start the second half. Dylan Shelton's ready to kick, and we have the whistle. And the kick is up, and the second half has started. It's a high kick, and it's going to be picked up at the 30-yard line, and he's not sure who picked it up, but he was met by number 31, Kaysen Woolsey, by the Tigers. So the Panthers will start this possession from the 35-yard line. Second half starting, 28-14 Panther lead. And they are going to start in a tight formation, one wide receiver to the far side. The near wide receiver is lined up as a tight end, and they have their two wings and their fullback. He steps under center. Horning comes in motion to the near side. They give the handoff to Curtis up the middle, and he's going to fall forward for a couple yards. They're going to mark him at the possibly 38-yard line. So it is a 3-yard gain for Curtis there. It's second and 7 from the 38. Same formation for the Tigers. The wing to the far side is Horning. The wing to the near side is Unger. He step goes under center. Takes the snap. Hands off to Horning, who's coming to the near side, and he is going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jordan at about midfield. They're going to mark him at the 50-yard line. So a gain of 12 for Horning on that carry. It'll be first down and 10 from midfield for the Panthers. We have a substitution. Gardner's going to come out, number 15, Golden, who scored on the blocked punt recovery, will come in for the Panthers. Eastep goes under center. Hunger goes in motion. They hand off to Curtis, and he gets up to about the 41-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to mark him. So a gain of 9 for Curtis on that carry. Fairgrove does have a lead in their game. They are at half at last report, 34-13 over Forsyth. So number one, Fairgrove, taking care of business. We're ready for second down and 1. Eastep fakes the handoff. He's coming to the near side. He's keeping it. There is a flag thrown, and he jumps over a guy, little hurdle over a guy's legs, and he's going to be taken down at about the 34-yard line. But there is a penalty, and it's a hold on the Panthers, I believe. I know it's on the Panthers, but I missed if it was a hold or not. It is a hold, so that's a 10-yard penalty. It'll be about 2nd and 11 from, let's see where they mark it, from the 49-yard line. The Houston 49, or the Houston 49-yard line. Estep goes under center. Morty comes in motion to the near side. They hand off to Curtis. They fake the handoff to Curtis. Estep still has it. He's down to about the 44-yard line before he's taken out of bounds by Jordan Arthur. So a gain of about 7 for Estep, and it'll be 3rd down and 4 for the Panthers. Tight formation. The wide receivers are in on the line as tight ends. Estep's barking out some calls. And he goes under center. Unger goes in motion. They fake the handoff to Curtis. They toss it to Unger. And he's going to be tripped up just short of the 1st down by DJ Riley. So that'll be a gain of about 3 for Unger, and it'll be 4th down and 1 for the Panthers. Tigers can make a stop here and get the ball in good field position. Panthers are looking at their wristband for the play call on this 4th and 1 from the 41-yard line of Panther territory. Estep is a quarterback sneak, and I think he's got enough for the 1st down as he gets down to about the 38-yard line. So a gain of about 3 on the quarterback sneak is based on where they have marked it. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 38 for the Panthers. Again, 28-14 is the lead for the Panthers. We have about 9 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter. Estep goes under center, takes the snap, hands off to Horning on a little bit of a reverse. He's got a little bit of room, and Riley tried to strip each time, and they do call it. It is a fumble. Riley was tracking him for about 5 to 10 yards, and he finally got it out. He punched it out, so a great play by Riley. Horning is very mad at himself. So he's probably going to be very aggressive on defense more than normal now. So Houston will start at about the 10-yard line after that fumble, forced fumble by DJ Riley. We have 2 wide receivers to the near side, running back to the right of Riley. Designed quarterback draw. He's looking for some room, and he might get a gain of 1. They are going to give him a gain of 1, so a gain of 1 for Riley. It'll be 2nd down and 9 from the 11-yard line. Great play by Riley there to force the fumble. He kind of, as you see it happening, you wonder if you should just go for the tackle, and then the fumble happens, and you agree with what was going on. A running back on either side of Riley, he takes a snap, hands off to Arthur around the right side. He's looking for some room, and he's got some down to about the 18-yard line, I believe is where they'll mark him. So, again, a 7 for Arthur on the carry. It'll be 3rd down and 3 for the Tigers. Arthur is lined up as a quarterback. He takes the snap, and he's got some room around the far side. It'll be close for a 1st down, and they're going to give it to him. So it'll be 1st down and 10 from the 21-yard line, a gain of 3 for Arthur on that carry. 7:47 to go in the 3rd quarter. Tigers looking to get back into this game, trailing 28-14. We have a wide receiver to the near and far side. running back to the left of Riley. I believe that's Jordan. Arthur comes in motion. They fake the handoff to Arthur. Jordan around the far side. Bryson Jordan, that is. And he gets down to the 26-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to mark him. So a gain of 6. So they mark him at the 27. Then a gain of 6, 2nd and 4 for the Tigers. 2 wide receivers to the near side. Give the handoff to Jordan again around the right side. He doesn't have as much room this time. They're going to get him to the 28, so a gain of 1 for Bryson Jordan. And it'll be 3rd down and 3 for the Tigers. Guerrera passes the huddle after he gets the call from Riley. He's coming to the near side, and so is Arthur. So 2 wide receivers. Same formation. They try to get the Panthers to jump offside. Riley looks over the defense. Now McCarthy comes in motion to make trips to the far side. They fake the pass. They have Bryson Jordan on the far side. He's got a little bit of room. He makes a man and misses. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. They're going to mark him at the 47-yard line. So a fake pass and a little bit of a draw. Hands off to the right side to Jordan. They're back up to the line of scrimmage pretty quickly. That was a gain of about, I believe, 20 on the play. They hand off to Jordan to the right side again, and he's got a little bit of room, and he's tripped up, and he was taken down at the – he was hit at about his hip level, and he went in the air pretty high. He was taken down at about the 46-yard line in Panther territory. He lost the ball, but they're calling him down by contact. So it'll still be Tiger ball. So that was a gain of about 6 to the 47-yard line, 2nd and 4. And Jordan's been, Bryson Jordan, that is, has been the key on this drive. Had, I believe, about a 20-yard gain. And now on 3rd and short, that is, now it's 2nd and 4. Wide receivers to either side of the field. Riley fakes the handoff to Jordan. He's looking for some room himself, and he's going to be brought down at the 44-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Riley. It'll be 3rd and 1 from the 44-yard line. After a 20-yard gain, the Tigers were up to the line of scrimmage quickly. So it's 3rd and short. Arthur is back in the quarterback position, takes the direct snap around the right side, and he's going to be right at the first down marker. And they're going to give him the first down. So give him a gain of 2. Down to the 42. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Tigers. 2 wide receivers to the near side. That's Guerrera and Arthur. 1 wide receiver to the far side. Riley by himself. In shotgun formation, he hands off to McCarthy, who's coming to the near side. He's fighting for some yardage, breaking a couple tackles, and he gets to the 40-yard line. So a gain of 2 for McCarthy on that carry. It'll be 2nd down and 8 for the Tigers. We have 4 minutes and 27 seconds and counting down in this third quarter. A couple of substitutions for the Tigers. Riley's got the play call from the sideline. Guerrera out to the far side, and Tigers are going right to left on your radio dial right now. Running back next to Riley, 2 wide receivers to the far side. Riley's looking to pass. He's under pressure. He looks for Arthur. Arthur makes a jumping catch, high points the ball once again down to about the 32-yard line. So a gain of 8 for the Tigers on the pass, and they say first down. So it's 1st down and 10 from the 32-yard line. Riley takes the snap, hands off to Jordan around the right side once again. And they're going to mark him down at the 30, so a gain of 2 for Jordan on 1st and 10. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Good drive here for the Tigers after a stop. Actually, a turnover, forced turnover for them on defense, making a Panther running back fumble. And we have an offi- official timeout, I believe. I think everyone's a little bit confused. It is an official timeout. It wasn't a Mountain Grove timeout. So 3:25 to go. Houston driving. It's second down and 8 from the 30-yard line. Running back on either side of Riley in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, hands off to Arthur coming to the near side. He falls forward to the 27-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Arthur, and it's 3rd and 4 from, they mark it at the 26. So 3rd down and 4. Just under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Wide receivers to either side. Riley's by himself in the backfield and fakes the handoff to Arthur. He passes to Malachi Morgan, and it's complete, and he's going to get down inside the 20-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. We'll wait to see what happens. Creative little play call there to get everyone off their feet and see something unexpected, at least for Mountain Grove defense. Referees are discussing it on the near the Houston sideline. Now the White Hat's coming over. And a legal man downfield on Houston. So a lineman just got a little bit past the line of scrimmage on that pass play. Kind of one of those RPOs probably where you don't know if it's a run or a pass, so you kind of have to do both. See that a lot in college and NFL. So that's a 5-yard penalty instead, and I thought it was a loss of down according to the board, but it's not. So it's just a loss of 5. So it'll be 3rd and 9 from, they're going to mark it at the 31-yard line. Actually, 3rd and 10 from the 32. Two wide receivers to the near side. Running back to the left of Riley. McCarthy comes in motion. They fake the pass again, and it goes to Jordan. He's around the right side, and he's going to be short of the first down, but he'll be down to the 25-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to mark him. So a gain of 7. For Jordan, it'll be 4th down and 3. Arthur is the quarterback in this Wildcat formation. They try to get the Panthers to jump offside, and they don't. So now it's a timeout for Houston to discuss what they're going to do here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Mountain Grove with a 28-14 Panther lead. We have 2:17 to go in the third quarter, and we have a big 4th down and 3. We are at the 25-yard line in Panther territory, and Houston is driving after they forced a fumble. So they're going to line up in the same formation. Riley's out as a wide receiver. Arthur is the running back quarterback. And they have the right side of the line loaded. And it'll be a false start, I believe, is what they're going to say, because I don't know if Jordan can come in motion at that point. So, yes, false start on the Tigers. That makes it back to 4th and 8. So instead of 4th and 3, it's 4th and 8 from the 30-yard line. This is still 4-down territory, especially with being this close to the end of the third quarter and trailing by 2 scores. So they have The play clock got down really quick. We're down to four. Running back on either side of Riley takes a snap. He's looking to pass. No one open. He's got plenty of time, though. He's looking downfield for Morgan, and he's going to be broken up. It was double coverage there by Unger and Gardner. But there is a penalty on the play. And it'll be against the Tigers, so it'll be declined. So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the 30-yard line. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. And we'll see what the Panthers are going to do. Everyone looking at their wristband as they start this possession at the 30-yard line. Estev is still waiting to go under center. There he goes. Unger goes in motion. They hand off to Curtis up the middle. And he'll fall forward to the 33-yard line, I believe. That's where they'll mark it. So a gain of three for Curtis. Second down and seven from the 33. And we have one wide receiver to the far side. The near side wide receiver is going to go in as a tight end. So tight formation. Estev takes the snap. He hands off to Horning around the right side, and he might be gone unless Riley can catch him. And Riley cannot. And so Horning is going to score on a 67-yard touchdown run, and he makes up for the fumble on the last offensive possession. And how quickly things can turn. Houston was driving and could have, if they would have scored, would have made it one possession, and now they're going to be down by three possessions. Pending the extra point, it's 34-14 right now. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Kick is up, and it looks to be good. So it's 35-14, a Panther lead here in the third quarter with 1:26 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds on a Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Awaiting a Panther kickoff. Some score updates. Liberty 45-0 at halftime over Salem. As far as district goes, Catholic is losing 8-3 at halftime to Hollister. We'll update you on other scores as we can. 35-14, Panthers lead with 1:26 to go in the third quarter after a 67-yard touchdown run by Cooper Horning, making up for a fumble earlier in the third quarter. Braden Hawing on the kick, and Tigers will let it go into the end zone. It actually hit in the end zone, so Hawing has a leg on him. So as the ball goes into the end zone, that'll start the offensive possession for the Tigers at the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. Other district games, or other games that have district implications, Stratford is leading Clever. 29-7 at halftime. Fairgrove still at half. At last report, 34-13 over Forsyth. They're leading Willow Springs 26-0. Wide receiver to either side. Lee comes in motion. They hand off to Arthur, and he spins and is bottled up at about the 22-yard line. So, again, a two for Arthur on the carry. Second down and eight for the Tigers. Seeing some new faces, New Jersey numbers anyway, in on offense for the Tigers now. Jacob Lee was in, and he's still in. Still have Barrera, Arthur, and Riley in, though. Two wide receivers to the near side. Arthur's the running back. They hand off to Arthur. He's going to be bottled up in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play for the Tigers. They're going to mark him at the 19-yard line. So a loss of 3. It'll be 3rd and 11 for the Tigers from the 19. We're under 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Lee heads out. Looks like Bryson Jordan's coming in as Riley jogs in with him from the sideline. Guerrero's going to come to the near side, as is Arthur and McCarthy. So Jordan's the running back, and we have trips to the near side. Riley's looking to pass immediately. Under a little bit of pressure, Guerrero catches it, and he's looking for some room to run. He has the first down, though, as he gets down to the 33-yard line. So a gain of 14 on the pass from Riley to Guerrero. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 33. And that'll end the third quarter. So after a somewhat of a quiet quarter in compared to the first half, Panthers lead at 34-14 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Folks love the spooky time of year. Maybe I should invite them to view my bathroom. Now that's a scary space with outdated fixtures, colors, and even floors and walls. I, for one, am not a fan. I think instead of embracing the spookiness, I'll remodel my bathroom. CHC has what you need for a beautiful bathroom remodel locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here in Mountain Grove after a 14-yard pass play to end the quarter gives the Tigers a 1st and 10 from the 33-yard line. We are ready to go, and now there's a discussion between the referees and players, so not sure exactly what's going on. I kind of got distracted by some extracurricular things going on at the end of that play, but everything seems to be all good now. Riley's the quarterback, and he's in shotgun formation by himself. Two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. And we have the whistle to play, so he's going to take the snap and hand off to Arthur coming to the near side. He's looking for a little bit of room, and he's tackled by a host of Panthers. Estep's there. Looks like number 20 Curtis is there. Golden's there. So a host of Panthers. He does get down to the 37-yard line, actually 38. So a 5-yard carry for Arthur. It'll be 2nd down and 5 as we start the fourth quarter. Wide receiver to the far side and to the near side. And then Malachi Morgan standing up, and he has Arthur stacked behind him. Riley takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got Arthur, and he just throws it a bit high for him. Jordan Arthur has been making some leaping catches, but not quite that time. So 3rd and 5 on the incomplete pass from the 38-yard line. 11:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers leading 35-14. Wide receivers, two of them to the far side so far. A running back to the left of Riley and a wing is McCarthy. Now he goes in motion to make it trips. He's looking to pass immediately, and they do the same play. Make the pass, the handoff to Bryson Jordan. He's fighting for some yardage, and he gets down to about the 42-yard line, so a gain of 4 anyway for Jordan on that carry. It'll be 4th down and 1 from the 42-yard line. So a big play here as the offense stays on the field for the Tigers. You really have to go for it at this point, down three scores. One wide receiver to the far side, heavy formation. Once again, Arthur takes the snap. He's looking for room around the right side. He's met in the backfield, but I think he may have been able to fall forward for the first down. He is able to move forward for the first down. They're going to mark him at the 44-yard line. So, again, a two for Arthur makes it first and 10. Substitutions with a formation change now. Guerra goes to the far side after talking to Riley. And now Arthur goes to the far side as well. Running back is Jordan next to Riley in shotgun formation. He takes a snap. Riley's looking to pass. He's got Arthur down the field. And they're not calling interference on that one. Not sure why. He was open. He was kind of tripped up by Gardner there as well. They called interference early in the first half on the Panthers, and fans were wondering why. And I kind of wondered myself, not too much, though. But that one I am definitely wondering why there was no interference called, as Arthur tried to make a play on the ball, but he's being tripped up as well. It'll be, nonetheless, it makes it second and 10 from the 44-yard line. Two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near. Running back is Jordan. He's to the right of Riley. Riley takes a snap. He hands off to Jordan, looking for room around the left side of the line, and he is finding none of it. Curtis was there, as was E-Step and a couple other Panthers. So they're going to mark him at the 43. So a loss of one for Jordan, and he looks a little banged up on the as he's in the huddle. Probably it looks like to be his ankle, but he's not showing it to the coaches. So it'll be third down and about 12 from the 43-yard line. Trips to the far side, running back to the left of Riley. He's looking to pass immediately. He's under pressure already by Golden. He throws it up for Arthur, who catches it and is taken down. Well, not yet. There's just kind of a – there were two Tigers and two Panthers, and they just kind of met there and were pushing each other. There is a flag on the play. Let's see what it is. Personal foul, chop block on Houston. So that negates that play. We'll replay the down, I believe. So we'll see where they mark it. I believe that's a 15-yard penalty. So instead of at the 42, oh, it's a 10-yard penalty, evidently. So instead of the 42, they'll mark it at the, no, it is a 15-yard penalty. They mark it at the 27. So it'll be a third and 26 now for the Tigers from the 28-yard line. We have one wide receiver out to the far, far side, one to the near side. Running back to the left of Riley, they hand off to him. He does a reverse to Arthur, and then Arthur reverses it to Riley, and then they look for Jordan down the field. Ball's incomplete on third and 26. Holly was in coverage. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that young man's name correctly. As it falls incomplete on third and 26 on a little trickeration play there, the Tigers are forced to punt. So Malachi Morgan on the punt. E-Step is at about his own 40-yard line to receive this kick. We have about 9.5 minutes on the clock for this fourth quarter. And Tigers are going to take a timeout. So we'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It's the seat in the house where you sit with Dad to watch the game. Well, where he falls asleep before halftime. It's the most comfortable seat in the house, the recliner. And honestly, it's seen better days, and it's time to replace it. Come to Crowley's Homeworks in Houston and see the large selection of recliners in our showroom. Right now, all in-stock recliners are on sale, and we're sure you'll find one Dad will still sleep comfortably in.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into...
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
I care for a 4th and 26. There's a timeout called by Houston. Maybe not enough guys on the field, not too sure. But it's 4th and 26, and now the Panthers don't have anybody back to return. I'm assuming they're thinking it's a fake, as Houston probably had to maybe talk about it. That's what the timeout was. But they do kick it. It's a very high kick, though, and it's going to fall at about midfield, take a bounce, and they'll stop it at about the Panther 45-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 45-yard line. We have 9 minutes and 24 seconds to go in this game. Panthers leading at 35-14. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors once again. Our sideline sponsors, Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and Shelter Insurance, Erica Barnett Wiseman. Our other sponsors include Dependable Jewelry Repair, Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Crowley's Homeworks, Medlock Spotty Shop, Simmons Bank, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Unger comes in motion. They hand off up the middle to Curtis, and he finds quite a bit of room, breaks another tackle, and Riley's finally going to bring him down, but he is going to be taken down at about the 26-yard line. So a gain of, trying to do math in my head, 29 on the play? So back up to the line of scrimmage. Starters are in for both teams still. Yestep goes under center. Fakes the handoff to Curtis. He's going to keep it himself, and he's looking for some room. Makes a man miss, and he's finally going to be brought down. He's going to get a gain of about 3, probably. They're going to mark him at the 23, so a gain of 3 for Yestep on the carry. Ward has it as 2nd and 6, so maybe a long 7 instead. Yestep goes under center. Same formation. Not much changes for the Panthers in that regard. Now we have Unger in motion. Takes the handoff, and he's got plenty of room before he's forced out of bounds by Jacob Lee at about the 6-yard line. A gain of 17 for Unger there, and it'll be 1st and goal from the 6-yard line for the Panthers. About 8 minutes to go. Clock is not running, I guess because they ran out of bounds. Yestep fakes the handoff. No, he gives the handoff to Curtis up the middle, and he stopped at about the 1-yard line, it looks like. Actually, they may mark him at the 2-yard line. So a gain of 4 for Curtis on the carry. And 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line now. They have one wide receiver out wide, one in as a tight end. Yestep goes under center. Unger comes in motion. And they give the handoff to Curtis up the middle, and he is in for the touchdown. So 2-yard touchdown run for Curtis with 7:34 to go in the game. Makes it 41, pending the extra point. And Yestep will be on to hold. Holly on to kick. Everybody's ready. Yep, hold is good, kick is up, and it is no good. So that remains 41-14 here in the 4th quarter. Panthers leading the Tigers. 7:34 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It happens, even when you're careful. You lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. dependable jewelry repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
41-14 is the score here in the fourth quarter with 7.5 minutes to go. Some other scores of note: Fairgrove 41 at Forsyth 13, and Liberty 53, Fayetteville nothing in the third quarter. Fair 47, Willow Springs nothing at halftime. Catholic is still trailing Hollister 8-3. And back to our game, the kick is up, and not a great kick. Riley's going to pick it up at about the 15-yard line. He's going to look for some room, but he is met by number 40, Damian LaFranchise, maybe is how you say his name, and he laid the lumber there. So Riley was taken down at about the 23-yard line. That's where Houston will start their next offensive possession, and it still looks like starters are in on both sides of the ball for both teams. Tigers come out of the huddle. Two wide receivers to the far side, a running back to the left of Riley. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Bryson Jordan, and he finds Malachi Morgan down the field, and they're going to mark him at the 48-yard line. Gain a 25 on the pass from Riley to Morgan. Tigers up to the line quickly, first and 10 from the 48. Same formation. They hand off to Jordan coming to the near side. He's looking for some room, and he finds a little bit. He's going to be taken down at the he's going to be taken down at the 46. I misspoke earlier. Malachi Morgan got down to about the 44-yard line, so a gain of 21, not 25, on the pass play. Stratford is holding their lead over Clover in the third quarter, 36-7. That has district implications. Tigers up to the line of scrimmage, a wide receiver on either side. Riley takes the snap, hands off to Jordan, looking for room, and he's got a little bit. He'll be close to a first down as he's taken down at the Panther 48-yard line. So a gain of 4 for Jordan. They don't give him the first down. It's 3rd and 1 from the 48-yard line. Two wide receivers to the far side. Riley takes the snap. High snap. Hands off to Jordan as he's able to corral it. Not sure Jordan got there for a first down. Met by a couple of Tigers. 63 and 62. Slade Rogers and Peyton Meddy. It'll be 4th and short, 4th and 1 from the 48-yard line. So no gain there. And it looks like Tigers are bringing in their heavy formation. Riley goes out as a wide receiver. Arthur takes the snap, goes around the right side where they had three guys behind the lineman, and it's going to be a gain of about 4 as he gets down to the 44-yard line. So 1st and 10 for Arthur and the Tigers. 5:33 to go in this fourth quarter. Tigers just trying to add another score here. Three wide receivers to the far side, a running back to the left of Riley. Takes the snap, he's looking to pass, and he's going deep for Arthur once again to the near side, and it's going to be broken up by Eastep at about the 20-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Tigers from the 44-yard line. 5:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Fans are discussing the play. Always interesting when that happens. Two wide receivers to the near side, running back to the right of Riley this time. He hands off, fakes the handoff to Jordan. Now he's looking to pass to him. He's wide open, and he bobbles it and misses it. He was wide open, and the Panthers catch a break there. third and 10 from the 44-yard line for the Tigers. I think number 20, Braden Curtis, kind of had the same feeling I did, but his was a little more of relief that Jordan didn't catch it because he would have been gone for a 44-yard touchdown. He was that wide open. So third and 10 from the 44. Tigers trailing 41 to 14. Two wide receivers to the far side. Riley takes a snap. He's looking to pass. He has Guerrero over the middle. Guerrero makes a man miss, and then he's going to be tripped up by the second guy. I believe that's Estep. But he's going to get down to the 33-yard line, and that's enough for a first down as he has 11 on that catch. So 11 yards from Riley to Guerrero. Up to the line of scrimmage quickly, they snap it and hand off to Jordan. Jordan gets down to the 27-yard line, I believe, but there's a flag on the play, so let's wait and see. Face mask against the Panthers, so 15-yard penalty will do well for the Tigers. They're going to mark it from where he went down, which was the 28, so that should put the ball at the 13-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 13. Guerrero has made a couple clutch catches on third down and long tonight. Third down and 10, I think, for both of them, maybe 14 on one of them, and he was able to get the first down. Trips to the far side, one wide receiver to the near side. Riley's looking to pass. He's got some plenty of time. He's still rolling. Now he's too close to the line of scrimmage, and he had to just try and get some yardage, and he's going to be taken down at about the 10-yard line. There is another flag on the play. Wait to see what that call is. They have him down at the 10 right now, so that would be a gain of 3. Holding on the Tigers, so that will move him back 10 yards, so he'll be back to probably the 23-yard line, and it will be first and 23, or first and 20. They do mark it. Actually, they mark it closer to the 24. But it's first and 20. Tight formation for the Tigers. A running back on either side of Riley. He takes the high snap, hands off to Jordan around the left side, or Arthur around the left side. He's fighting for some yardage, break the tackle, and he's in for the touchdown. 24-yard touchdown run for Jordan Arthur. And the Tigers get on the board in the second half on a 24-yard run from Jordan Arthur. Made a couple guys miss, and then the ones that could catch him weren't able to bring him down in time. Shelton on the kick, Lee on the hold for the Tigers. 4:18 to go. Panthers still have a big lead, 41 to possibly 21, pending the extra point. Kick is up, and it is no good. So 41-20 is the lead for the Panthers. 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back after a Tiger touchdown makes it 41-20. Looking for the kickoff. We have 4:18 to go. Panthers with the lead. Other games of note that have changed scores just a little bit. Stratford over Clever, 43-7. Fair Grove over Forsyth, 48-13. Both those games have district implications. No other updates or changes in the other scores that we would have an interest in. Onside kick attempt, but it's going to be covered by number 17, Jackson Proctor. for the Panthers at about the 44-yard line. So a good thought there for the Tigers, but weren't able to convert. Both teams still have starters in. 4:15 to go. And you have to think that Mountain Grove is just going to try and run the clock out, since that's what their offense is designed to do. Two wide receivers, one to each side. E-step under center. Horning in motion. They hand off at the middle to Curtis. And he just bullies his way to the Tiger 47-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the play for Curtis. 2nd and 2 for the Panthers. Same formation for the Panthers. Not much changes there. Throughout the game, Horning goes in motion again. They hand off up the middle. Actually, Estep's going to fake it and keep it himself, and he's going to get down to the 40, mark him at the 41-yard line. We have first down. They're going to mark him at the 41, so a gain of 6 for Estep. We have 3.5 minutes counting down in this fourth quarter. Mountain Grove is in no hurry. They're still looking to the sideline for the play call. Play clock is at 12 seconds. And Estep still has it went under center. Now everyone's about ready to go. Estep gets under center. Takes his. Oh, that was very close to a delay of game. Horning went in motion. Estep still has the ball. He's running around like a wild man. And finally grabbed down at the 30-yard line. So a gain of about 11 for Estep on a play where he was just running around like a wild toddler that has something in their hand that you don't want them to have. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the actual market at the 31, and we have 2 minutes and 40 seconds and counting down. Mountain Grove still looking at their wristbands, about 10 seconds on the play clock. Estep finally goes under center. Unger comes in motion. They hand off to Curtis at the middle. Not much for a gain, maybe 2. It'll be 2nd and 8. They have it as 2nd and 7, but I'll say 2nd and 8. Gain of 2 for Curtis on that carry. And we're under 2 minutes to go in the game. Mountain Grove, again, no hurry. They're just going to let the play clock roll down and take as few plays as they can to get to the end of this game. 5 on the play clock. Estep just now goes under center. Unger comes in motion. Fakes the handoff to Curtis. Estep passes it or pitches it to Unger. Unger's got some room and is finally tiptoes and falls out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. So a gain of about 20 on the play for Unger there. It's 1st and goal from the 8-yard line. 1:28 to go in the fourth quarter. The clock has stopped with Unger going out of bounds. Panthers are signaling to their sideline for something. And I think they're just going to knee it at this point. And they do. They take a knee. Estep takes a knee. And no need for timeouts to be called or anything like that. We're under 1:20 to go in this game. Both teams or players that are on the sideline are already lining up at midfield for the handshake. We have 15 seconds on the play clock, and 55 seconds on the game clock, so have to maybe snap it two more times with how things fell. Take a knee with 44 seconds, so we'll have to take one more snap to end this one. Panthers are going to win 41-20. They will travel to Liberty Earth Fair next week, so they'll have to go down to Oregon County. Houston will fall to 5-3 on the season and 3-3 in SCA play. Mountain Grove is going to go to 5-3 and 5-1 in SCA play. So they still have a shot at an SCA championship. It'll be likely decided next week, or it will be decided next week against Thayer's. Thayer's also will be 5-1 in SCA play. Zeros on the play clock. Panthers win this one 41-20. We'll be back in 3 minutes to recap here on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
CAC Home Center right here, right now.
I know folks love this spooky time of year. Maybe I should invite them to view my bathroom. Now that's a scary space with outdated fixtures, colors, and even floors and walls. I, for one, am not a fan. I think instead of embracing the spookiness, I'll remodel my bathroom. CHC has what you need for a beautiful bathroom remodel locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center right here, right now.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Out here in the Ozarks, your truck isn't just for show. It's a workhorse at Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Our trucks are built tough to handle the farm, the fields, and everything in between. Strong, reliable, and ready for the job. Get your truck at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevy GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs, home of the Bailey Factory.
Go 4693111. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and shelter insurance agent Eric Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
A 41-20 win for the Panthers over the Tigers. Mountain Grove will be going to Thayer next week. Houston will be back at home for senior night against Liberty. To recap for the game tonight, Arthur had 63 yards on 15 carries. Bryson Jordan had 9 carries and 49 yards, all of those in the second half. Riley had 5 carries for 10 yards. Seago had 10 carries for 50 yards, all in the first half. So wonder if something happened there injury-wise. I don't know for sure, just kind of wondering. McCarthy had 3 carries for 6 yards. So in total, the Tigers ran 43 times for 178 yards. In the passing game, Arthur had 4 catches for 65 yards. Morgan had 1 for 21. McCarthy had 1 for 2. And Guerrero had 3 catches for 37 yards. DJ Riley was 9 for 19 passing. So he had 125 yards, 2 touchdowns, I believe, and 1 interception. Or actually, he had 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Arthur had all of the touchdowns for the Tigers. He started it off in the second quarter with a 2-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. That made it 7 for the Tigers. Then he scored on a 19-yard touchdown pass from Riley. The kick was also good there. So the Tigers had 14 at halftime, and then in the fourth quarter, Arthur scored on a 24-yard touchdown run. The kick was no good. So that's how we got to 20 for the Tigers. Mountain Grove, on the other hand, ran 36 times for 390 yards. They scored in the first quarter on a blocked punt that was recovered at the goal line. Two-point conversion was good, so it was 8-0. Then they scored in the second quarter on an 18-yard run by Horning, a 32-yard run by Estep, and a 28-yard run by Curtis. That had a 28-14 at halftime. In the third quarter, Grove scored on a 67-yard run by Horning, and then in the fourth quarter, a 2-yard run by Unger, or actually Curtis. So Curtis had a couple touchdowns. Estep had 1, Horning had 2, and Curtis had 2. Unger carried the ball 4 times for 55 yards, Estep 11 for 87, Curtis 15 for 141, Horning 6 for 107. Passing-wise, they passed 4 times, which is typical in this type of offense. Estep was 2 for 4 for 51 yards, no touchdowns passing. So Houston will be back at home next week. They can play spoiler if they are able to beat Mountain View, Birch Tree, Liberty next week. That'll take Liberty out of the opportunity to be a at least co-conference champion. Mountain Grove is playing for the championship as they are 4 or 5 and 1 now, and Thayer is looking to be that way as well as they were leading the Willow Springs at last report. So Liberty will be 5 and 1 going into next week in SCA play, so will Thayer and Mountain Grove. So we could have a co-conference championship, I believe, and then those games will also have district implications as well, and to see where everyone's going to be going for districts, which will be November 1st. Again, one last note, the game next week will be on 96.9 KUPH the Fox as Liberty will be coming to Houston to play, so you can catch Gary Lee with the play-by-play for that game. For myself, Curtis Blue, for my statistician, Hannah Blue, and for Dylan back to the studio, good night from Mountain Grove.
And that's going to do it for a night of Tiger football on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Again, brought to you in part by West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Dependable jewelry repair. State Farm Insurance. See Justin Shelby. Simmons Bank. Medlock's Body Shop. Crowley's Homeworks. CHC Home Center. And Bailey Chevrolet. It's Houston Tiger football on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Join us next week for another Tiger football game.